Hello there! This is a summary for session 1 of Roleplaying and Roleplaying because we recorded it all with a Discord bot, and it sounds like shit. Sorry! However, this is going to be a little bit of a summary to kind of dip your toes into the absolute inane chaos that is Roleplaying and Roleplaying, and that's basically it. This should be pretty brief. I'm not really sure as we're recording it right now, but it should. We got the whole gang here. Say hi, gang.
Hi, gang.
Oh, God. Beautiful. I guess we might as well just buckle on up and get over whatever the fuck is happening in this acid trip of a podcast. If you're listening to episode 1, don't listen to this, because there's spoilers. So, don't do that. But if you're like, hey, episode 1 sounds like trash, 1, we understand, and 2, then there's spoilers. You've been warned. All right, let's get right into it. So, this story takes place in the world of Saedstera, which is a classical fantasy world filled with magic, monsters, probably some corrupt politicians. And to combat these awful things, the world assembled the Ringbearers Guild, an international adventurers guild of great renown that would have halls in every single nation. The Ringbearers have reared up some of the greatest heroes of their age. But this story isn't about them. This story is about a ragtag group of idiots who have found themselves in a maelstrom of trouble. So, we begin session 1 of the Ringbearer Chronicles with an introduction to Woggles the Indomitable, who is a monk of the Yazeti Order, a mystical order of monks who utilize the four elements to their advantage. Woggles, of course, is played by the wonderful Logan Lopez. And Logan, what is Woggles like?
Woggles is a monk from a monastery on top of the world's tallest mountain, Mount Tenebrae. The monks, known as the Yazeti monks, practice the way of the four elements. Woggles was an orphan left on the doorstep of the Yazeti monks and brought up in their monk ways. Unfortunately for Woggles, even after countless hours of training, he was never able to unlock his elemental powers. So, as is tradition for the Yazeti monks, Woggles' master Donu sent him on a mission of sorts. Woggles was to go to the Ringbearers Guild and offer his services to experience the outside world.
And Woggles made his way down to Iskarnan, which is kind of the city where a lot of the stuff takes place. Near Iskarnan is the neighboring city of Applegate, where on the outskirts is a representative from the International Coalition of Casters, which is a magic bureaucracy. This member of the ICC is talking with the Barnett brothers. Sean and Michael, who are the Barnett brothers?
I can go first. So, my name, well, first off, hello. I should probably introduce myself. My family taught me to have manners. So, hello. My name's Dane Barnett, and I'm kind of what the cool people call a cleric. I don't know what that means. All I know is I just live in this little world, and that's what people call me. So, call me by whatever name you want. It doesn't matter to me. My name's Dane. But one thing I do know is that I come from an amazing family with my mama and my dad and my brother named Trevor. That was him, who said that he kind of died, and I had to rebuild him, honestly, by stealing metal from this rich guy's junkyard. And it was the craziest experience of my entire life, and I actually managed to resurrect him out of ironwood using my family's precious medallion. But stealing, trespassing, you know how it goes. So we're kind of on the run from the authorities right now, but I don't regret a dang thing because I got my buddy back.
Hey, it's me, the buddy. I'm Trevor. I'm Dane's older brother. I'm now a suit of armor. So I'm pretty tall right now. I've forgotten quite a bit since the quote resurrection, but I'm glad I'm with Dane. He's still my best friend and my brother. Right now we're sort of on the lam, but we're not running. At the moment we're farming. We're able to settle down hiding somewhere. We're gonna spend more time with him, get to work on the crops. But surprise, it seems we're about to go into Iskarnan, so.
And that they do, because the ICC member, after giving them a test to prove whether or not they can cast magic, gives them a letter informing them that they've been accepted to the Ringbearers Guild as well. And this is a pretty big deal for both of them, and they head out towards Iskarnan. And in the city itself, there's a little tea shop named the Silvergrass Cafe, and this cozy little spot is run by our last two player characters, Alex and Audrey, please describe Augur and Andromeda.
Hello there. I am a Ogar Silvergrass. I am an immigrant, so to say. I moved here a few years ago and started up my little cafe here. I am an old dwarf. I have one arm and I like to brew tea. And that's about as much as you learn about me in the first episode of this crazy wild world. Oh, and also I have a friend named Falafel who's kind of a dick, but I tolerate him.
What's Falafel's real name?
Falfla.
Okay, so it is just Falafel. Good to know.
It's very close.
Okay. Hi, my name is Andromeda Keel, but you guys can call me Andy. I'm a little pink tiefling with fangs and a tail. I have a big head of, like, really, really long and big, like, hot pink curls and horns that go back towards, like, behind my head and then wrap up, and completely red eyes. I live with Ogar at the Silvergrass Cafe and help him run it. Help is a strong word for what I do, but I'm here too.
Yeah, and that help is usually in the form of peeing in the coffee.
It has not been proven or disproven that I do that, so...
It's been proven. It has definitely been proven that you piss in the fucking coffee. And for some reason, that is a recurring joke for some reason within our little podcasting
I'm
community.
I'm just saying, why would you come to a tea shop and order coffee?
I don't know, man. You gotta get your breakfast liquids.
Because your friends wanted to go to the tea shop and you don't like tea?
Tea has caffeine in it.
So does coffee, and coffee is better.
Exactly, and I will so die just on have the tea.
Hill. I will die on the hill. Coffee is better than tea.
I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm saying as a business strategy, if you want to get people to come to your tea shop, don't make it a coffee shop.
And this is a perfect example of how we get on tangent trains.
Dear God, that wasn't even a tangent train. That was a tangent tricycle, and it went nowhere.
Hey, at least it was on topic of the podcast.
That is fair. That is fair. Usually, our little tangents can go anywhere from a minute to 10. And usually they're enjoyable. If you're into that kind of mix of chaos where you're like, oh wow, I'm actually sitting at the table with these guys, this is so much fun, then you'll probably like our podcast. I hope. Maybe. Please tell us if you don't. We love hate mail. Anyways, so the two groups of people, they converge into the Iskarnan chapter of the Ring Bearers Guild, where they meet the head of the guild hall, Nicodemus. And Nicodemus is this massive dragonborn who doesn't take shit from anyone. But he's generally a jolly fella. And he tasks this motley group of heroes with their first quest, retrieving the artifact for a company called the Ethereum Coalition, which is a massive organization that constantly furthers the world in terms of tech. And they receive information that a unified goblin army has been formed under the banner of somebody wearing something called the Crown of Cognizance, which is an artifact that supposedly lets the wearer see into the future. So, the squad traveled from Iskarnan to Applegate, which is the closest city and where Dane and Trevor live, and they make it to Applegate, where they do indeed encounter the rich guy that Dane stole all his ironwood from to rebuild his brother, and that actually ends up going okay for Dane. Because people know that Dane's a good guy. He's a stand-up dude. So the guy named Tom Highcastle accepts Tom Highcastle accepts his promise of repayment within time, and they continue. And so they also develop something. We develop something on the spot called bucket kicking. And the bit goes that Sean said that he was going to kick the bucket. And we're like, hey, that means you die. You know that, right? And Sean's like, nope, it's actually a sport in our hometown that we kick a bucket around. And that's how that was born. So bucket kicking is a sport in Applegate. Applegate is a robust bucket-making town. And that's basically that. In fact, our favorite Warforged, Trevor, his head is actually a bucket. So, knowing that, the squad heads in to the mountains near Applegate, which is the supposed location of the goblins. And they get a night's rest, and they get ambushed, and they quickly kill them all. And then they eventually find the location of the goblin hideout. And when they first get to the goblin hideout, they notice that the goblins and orcs are actually fighting each other, and a large ogre and an orc are fighting over the crown itself. They also noticed a group of soldiers had been imprisoned by the goblins, presumably before they started fighting. So the group managed to sneak in and free the soldiers, and then they have a massive battle where the group manages to actually wrestle the crown away from the ogre, but then it breaks, leaving only a massive crystal that was once part of it intact. So when the group finishes off the ogre, the rest of the goblins and the soldiers just book it. They run away.
I don't know what this shit is about. The group set free the prisoners. If I recall, that was all me, folks.
Okay, well, you lockpicked their cell, okay? You lockpicked their cell.
After being very stealthy to get over there.
Yes, yes. You're a rogue. You are a yes.
I put a lot of work into that. Oh, yeah. I didn't at all say what class I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a rogue.
We haven't done that. Trevor is a paladin.
Paladin? Yeah. I'm a paladin. Yeah. And just to make it clear, we ran out of ironwood near the end, and my head is a bucket. That comes up a lot.
Yes.
My head, unfortunately, is a bucket.
Quite true. Quite true indeed.
But it's an Applegate bucket, the strongest of all buckets.
Of course.
Good quality. It's a high quality bucket.
That is a high quality bucket. It's a very high quality Applegate bucket. Augur is a fighter.
I whack things.
Yes. Whack, whack. Whacky whack. And Woggles. We've already said Woggles and Monk. I don't know why I mentioned him. And Sean already mentioned that Dane is indeed a cleric. Anyways, where was I? Right. So the crystal did something unexpected. It opened a magical door to a lab that seems to once be occupied by Glaucon, one of the most vile and evil beings to ever walk Saint-Stera. In this lab, there were blueprints for Glaucon's armor, some of his notes, and a singular phrase written down. Headstone Gorge. What does this mean, you may ask? Tune in to Session 2, Part 1, a cool training montage to see where the story goes. Also, I totally forgot, Falafel is, as mentioned before, very good friends with Augur Silvergrass. He helps him run the Silvergrass Cafe. He's a history nerd, especially on the Glauconian War, and I love him. He is one of my favorite NPCs. You all can fight me on that. But yeah, that's about it. Listen to Session 2. Actually, listen to Session 1, too, if you want, because that helps us as a podcast. Check out our Patreon and whatnot. Check out our Twitter. You're probably already coming from there anyways, but please do that anyways. And yeah, thanks for listening to this little prelude of Session 1, this kind of summary. Yeah, that's all we got. So until next time.
Welcome to the Ringbearer Chronicles.
Thank you.